Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Gina Witthoff, Assistant Executive Director and Director of Bereavement Services at Hospice of Washington County, about the services that Hospice of Washington County offers. Thank you for talking with me today. I'm here to talk about hospice care because in the news recently, we've seen that former President Jimmy Carter has gone into hospice care. Do you want to just introduce yourself and then we can kind of get that conversation started?
Absolutely. My name is Gina Witthoff. I am the Assistant Executive Director here and also the Director of Bereavement Services here at Hospice of Washington County. We learned over the weekend that President Carter has chosen hospice care, and we, you know, one, sympathies go out with President Carter and his families, but we want to take this opportunity to teach people what hospice care is and what we offer and when is it time, and some of those bigger questions that we get the privilege of talking about.
Yeah, very good. I mean, that was a great lead-in. That's exactly what I was going to ask. That's great. So can we talk about then the services that you offer? Because not everyone might know exactly what hospice care means, and there are many different avenues with hospice.
Absolutely. So with Hospice of Washington County, we provide end-of-life care. That's the umbrella of care that we provide. Within that, we work with patients and their families and their primary caregiver, their physician of choice, and also if they're in a facility. So if they're in a facility, maybe here in town at the UP Home or Halcyon House or Aspire, we will go into their facility and work with not only their physician, their facility, their patient and family. But we offer different services of nursing care, of social work. We offer chaplain if that's something that they are interested in. We offer massage therapy, music therapy, which are wonderful services that are just kind of a bonus for folks. And then at the end of life, we offer bereavement services. And that's just, we want to see the whole picture with the family and be supportive of them as well at the end, as well as during this journey with the patient and the family.
When is the time then to maybe be seeking the service, mm-hmm. or how early would that, I guess, what are the signs that you would look for and then know that it's time to seek the hospice service?
Sure. So really, one of our benefits is we would rather become involved with a patient sooner than later, just because that gives us the opportunity to learn about the patient, what their likes, what their dislikes, what they want their journey to look like. But really, that is a conversation that you have with your doctor, whether there's no more treatment for you or whether you just feel like, you know, I'm done with treatment. I've kind of done what I think that I should do, and I just want to live out the rest of my life in pain-free and symptom-free as possible. That's a conversation that you have with your family as well as your primary doctor. And then once that conversation takes place, you know, we can get involved and help mold that journey to become the most positive that it can be.
If you have like a general understanding from like start to end, what would that service look like then?
So our process is that we receive a referral, whether that comes with a physician, whether that comes from the patient directly, whether that comes from a family member. And so then we gather some health information, and we just make sure that whatever diagnosis they have meets our hospice criteria. And then we admit our social worker, Rose Fisher, goes in and admits the patient, does kind of a psychosocial, and that really lets us know, you know, who this person is. You know, did they serve in the military? You know, what's their likes and dislikes? What's their family like? Things that we can come in and just kind of help support in any way that we can. And then obviously we have nurses that go in and do kind of a head-to-toe initial assessment just so we have a baseline. And then we go in and whatever services they feel that would benefit them start coming in. And this is really to make the person, the patient, as comfortable and as pain-free as possible. So they go over medications. The nurse goes over medications, making sure that, you know, the regimen that they're on is the best possible for them. And you know, we might add medication here, discontinue medication there, with the support of their doctor, with the conversation with the patient, family, and physician. We can kind of mold that medication program into something that they would be comfortable with. And then we get into a routine. So they may see a nurse on Mondays and Thursdays and the chaplain on Wednesdays and the massage therapist on Friday. So we get into kind of a routine, and that allows us to get to know the patient, gets to let us to know the family, and how best we can be supportive to them.
Those are all of my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to add about hospice or the service that you offer specifically?
I just always want to take the time to let everybody know that, you know, Washington is a great community and the surrounding communities. So we do a 60-mile radius of Washington. And so we service a wider range than just Washington County. We are a nonprofit. We are one of the few that serve Washington County that is a nonprofit. So we're very, very proud of that. We're proud of our brand new building and what the community came back and supporting us. And so we're shouting to the rooftops, thank you very much, because we are dry and we have electricity that stays on. And so we always want to take a moment just to thank our community that we work in, that we are able to be in a brand new, beautiful building.
That was Gina Witthoff joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the services that the Hospice of Washington County offer. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.